Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of the Inspired Disorder Podcast. My name is Ray Taylor. I'm the host of this show. God damn it. I'm the producer of the show. And I'm here to tell you that this show, it's happened many times in the past with this show, but it's happening again. I'm basically going on a hiatus from this show. Podcasting in general, I finally got caught up on all the many faces. I got, a couple weeks ahead, so I don't have to think about those for a little while, and I wanted to focus on figuring out what I was going to do as far as with the podcast, with different things. Instagram TV just came out, new feature on Instagram. Where you can do up to 10 minutes of content, video content, and after a certain amount of followers, you can do up to an hour. So first, I was just going to chop these episodes up and then re-release them on Instagram TV. And then it was doing two different versions of this show, ad-free, non-ad-free, for Patreon. Basically, what was happening was, in relation to this podcast, producing podcasts in general, there's a lot of work that goes into what you do with that content that you make. And, I'm trying to alleviate some work for myself and, kind of just cut things out that are probably taking more time out of my life than they should be. And for, trying to stay focused on the important things that I want to focus on and stop getting distracted doing other things. And the podcast for right now, is one of those things. It's just taking up a lot of time. I could just not do all of those different things and just do a straight podcast and just release it, not worrying about chopping it up and all that kind of stuff. But it's not like I'm leaving behind this massive audience from the show. Basically, the audience that I had grown for many years and was one of the reasons why I thought it might be a good idea to just go all in on the podcast and move to Denver and take everything to the next level. Our numbers between the move from me moving from San Diego to Denver, our audience numbers were doubling every week, which was a great sign for what I was about to do. But then it was also the time of our election and what may be called the great fracturing of our society, of our culture. I don't know. It is what it is, but I saw it on my Facebook feed and it was reflected in a lot of things as far as just engagement online and what people were spending their times doing online. And it became less and less about, it just fractured, man. Some people want to watch the world burn and are happy Trump got elected. Some people, it fractured. Infighting from podcast to podcast, which were part of the Inspired Disorder Collective. Why shut that down? Because it's just adults acting like children. I don't want to manage something like that. It's not why I set it up. I didn't try to get people to, you know, be a part of this thing so that they could be assholes to each other. And then my audience for the podcast just kind of, and it from in pretty depressing when you change your entire life to focus on something, and even having the added fuel when the numbers were doubling for a time, to have all that basically get reversed in a pretty short amount of time. And then the 2 years spent in Denver was trying to rebuild. It was like a rebuilding season for the, and you know, we gained a good chunk of an audience back, but Keith and I, you know, working, doing the show. But yeah, it's still far from where it needs to be and far from where it was. And it's just exhausting for me. It's exhausting just doing the whole thing. Now, will I do it again in the future? Probably. I mean, this show's come back many times. But right now, if you want to follow what the show would be, what the show is going to like evolve into, is basically follow me on Instagram, at Ray Taylor on Instagram. I post a new ink painting every day. I have plans. One of the other things that I wanted to work out was kind of figuring out what I want to do with Photoshops, because I used to do Photoshops for this podcast. And then I've, you know, kind of done them here and there for other podcasts and other comedians and stuff like that. But I want to do them more regular, do Photoshops more regularly. So I'll be doing Photoshops for other people's podcasts that I'm a fan of. And so more Photoshops will be up on Instagram as well very soon. But their IGTV is basically the main, going to be the replacement for this show. I'll be talking about the same stuff, UFC, movies, personal stuff, whatever. It's basically for people to get to know me behind the scenes, away from the work that I do, the visual work that I do. So that's kind of it. You know, they're going to be short little episodes, less than 10 minutes. They're super easy for me to produce. I want to focus more on producing those, just a little bit more, nothing crazy. But, you know, it'd be nice to spend a little bit more time just focusing on those little short episodes, and pushing them out faster and being able to turn them over faster. So that's kind of where this show, the heart and soul of this show, is going. So pretty much all the same things that I talk about. It's just not going to be super long format. I'm not going to be rambling on for an hour. It should be tighter, more concise. So hopefully I'll get better, even better at doing this kind of thing. But that's the plan so far. Focusing, I'm tripling down on Instagram. You know, I got the faces, the Photoshops are coming back. I might start doing just some live broadcasting, whatever's, when I have a chance, just to connect with people, want to ask me questions or talk or whatever, chat, do some live broadcasting on there. And then the IGTV, is going to be, and it's called the Ray Taylor Show. So it's, you know, since it's under my Instagram name of Ray Taylor, made sense to just make it the Ray Taylor Show. Theme song, the new theme song is the same, which is the theme, the opening for Early Retirement podcast, which, so podcasting, I'm not going to be on iTunes. Now, eventually, and YouTube, I'm not worried about YouTube. I mean, I'm still basically all the video content that you'll get at Patreon, the making of videos for Photoshop, making of videos for artwork. And then I'm sure I'll, you know, upload the IGTV episodes up to YouTube, so you can watch them, but they're formatted for portrait. So they, you know, the video is formatted for portrait style, 'cause that's how IGTV is. So which is new and different, and I enjoy it. So that's kind of the new focus, just to focus on that, focus on my website, focus on Patreon, those three things. I'm not focusing on Twitter, Snapchat. I don't give a fuck. Facebook, I don't have on my phone anymore. Yeah. Just tripling down on Instagram. And just all those other social networks, just nothing happens. It's like Facebook is just full of crap. It's just full of just crap. Just tons of crap. People discussing the most boring of lives. Posting the most boring of pictures, reposting the whatever complaint of the day is. And, you know, I mean, I kind of stop. Just Twitter, same thing. I don't care. There's no engagement on Twitter anymore. I don't care how many followers I have. There's zero engagement. It's just like throwing shit into a fucking black hole on Twitter. It's just like, I don't give a shit. And if anything, Twitter, the only real feedback that I have gotten on Twitter, aside from like the occasional like or retweet, the only time people want to engage, it seems like, is our trolls, people that want to tell me how I'm living my life wrong or how I'm doing things wrong or how I name things in a way that confuses them. When it comes to other shows that are also being named, it's just bullshit. I'm just tired of bullshit. I'm tired of fucking these fucking troll people, these fucking pieces of shit that have nothing going on in their life, so they feel compelled to tell other people how to live, the correct way to do things, and they can go fuck themselves. So I don't really give a shit about Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, all those things. I have accounts, but and things will get pushed to them. So if you're only on Twitter, and you'll see all my Instagram posts will still get posted there. You just have to click through to it. But yeah, I'm done. At least for now. This is, you know, I've fucking been changing a lot over the past year, having to adjust and figure things out on the fly. But so that's the main thing that's going to be happening, though. IGTV, no more podcasts. So coming up, so some episodes, if you are looking forward to checking out the Ray Taylor Show on IGTV, I'm going to go watch some podcasts that I'm going to be recording this week or today. I'm going to go watch Sorry for Bothering You. I believe it's called Sorry for Bothering You. I've seen the trailer for it. Yeah, Sorry to Bother You. It's about this black guy that gets a job telemarketing or customer service, some kind of phone operator kind of job, and he finds out that doing his job in a white voice, which is clearly dubbed over by somebody else. I don't know whose voice it is for the movie. But it's like kind of a surreal comedy, wacky kind of comedy. At least it seems like that. So I'm looking forward to it. It just seems like a premise that you would only see in an independent movie. It doesn't have a wide release, but it is playing at a few theaters around here. So I'm going to go see that, going to go talk about that on an upcoming episode. Skyscraper is going to have an episode. Because I have MoviePass, I just try to watch everything that looks mildly interesting, and The Rock is always interesting. He's been in like 5 movies this year. So this one, Skyscraper, looks like Die Hard, but with, if you watch the second trailer, don't watch the trailers for it, but if you watch the second trailer, it's like a longer trailer. It seems like they spoil every single part of that movie. Like twists, it's insane. But I still might go, I'm most likely going to go see that. Then there's another documentary called 3 Identical Brothers or something like that. I'm going to try and watch that either Monday or Tuesday. Today is Sunday. for those that are listening to this. This will come out on Tuesday. And then, of course, there were fights that happened. Dana White's Tuesday night fights. And just other topics I'll probably be talking about. The weather's been pretty crazy here, pretty hot. So I might discuss some of the different things, different differences in the places that I've lived over the years. Living here, San Diego, Denver. I don't know. So those are some things coming up on the Ray Taylor Show. But yeah, as far as this show, I don't know what to tell you guys. I mean, like, interviews and stuff like that, I'll probably do on something like this. I would imagine interviews are going to be more of a long format thing. I'm not even close to being able to do interviews, having kind of getting a setup to where that's even feasible. So there's no point in working on it. But when I do get to that point, hopefully sooner than later, I'll bring this podcast back and get some cool interviews, get some cool guests on here. But for now, since it's just me, I figure why not just record the shorter segments and in a new format, different camera. I'm not using the GoPro, which I'm using here, but I'm able to use a different camera. But I'm excited for it. I'm excited for just kind of the newness of it because it is a shorter format, because it is easier to turn over, because I'm not having to, like, I mean, when it comes to the podcast, so it's like I have to edit audio, I have to edit video, I have to upload both of those things, I have to upload them to multiple sites, and then you have to enter in all the information. And it's not super difficult. A lot of it's just copying and pasting. Just it takes for fucking ever. It takes forever to render like an hour video. You know, it takes a long time to render the video after it's edited. And then uploading, it takes forever to fucking upload shit. So, you know, I'm just trying to cut all of that post-production time out. Make it a lot easier on myself. That way I don't have to worry if I, you know, last minute I can record a 10-minute show and put it up. So release schedule is tentative, a tentative release schedule for all these things that I'm doing, including Photoshops. I mean, the Many Faces already comes out daily. That comes out every day. You can buy the face, the original piece of artwork, and go to inspireddisorder.com. And buy it. You can see it on my Instagram page. But the Ray Taylor Show, I want to try and do at least three episodes a week, up to five. I'd like to go Monday through Friday on it, but I'm going to do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And each episode will be either, you know, MMA themed, movie themed, random, you know, whatever. It's just going to be, it's very similar to, instead of segments, there's going to be like, you know, the Inspired Reco segment is just going to be an episode. So all this, the segments that I've been doing on this show, I'm just going to turn into episodes of their own episodes of their own for the show. So you can look forward to those Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Instagram at Ray Taylor. And then Photoshops for some podcasts that I listen to that I kind of feel like, I don't know, I feel like motivated to do Photoshops for. And I wanted to do a little bit of, kind of get a different cross-section of podcasts that I do. Like, I don't want to just do comedians podcasts that get guests on, like Joe Rogan Experience or, you know, Bert Cast or Your Mom's House. I don't want to do any of those. Ari's podcast, I've done Photoshops for. I plan on doing more in the future. I've missed the last few weeks, but Ari's been so sporadic with releasing them. It's always kind of hit or miss if I see the post in time to be able to do it. But since Ari does interviews and I don't want to do any more comic interview kind of style. Well, that's not really true. There's one other podcast that I'm going to do. So Ari Shaffir's podcast, I'll be doing photo shots for that. Still, MMA, either photoshops for fights or photoshops for, you know, Ariel Helwani show or MMA Hour or MMA Beat. I'm not sure, but it's going to be some MMA type themed photoshop that I want to do once a week. Ari's, I want to try and do, as you know, for each episode he releases, so however often he releases those. Slash Filmcast, a movie podcast. I love doing movie posters, so that's always, you know, that I enjoy doing. Tiger Belly, which is the other comedy podcast, but that one I think is different. They get guests on that nobody else gets on. And sometimes they don't have guests. I enjoy the show. I think it's different than all the other standard comedian podcasts that just do interviews. So Tiger Belly, I want to do photoshops for them. And then Punch Up the Jam, which is a music podcast. So I figured doing, like, you know, album artwork type themed, because they take a song and then they break it down. And then at the end of the episode, they have kind of a Weird Al Yankovic kind of a parody version, which is amazing. It's amazing. So I love that show. I love all of these shows. And that's why I chose them to do the photoshops. I could have just chosen like Joe Rogan's podcast, Fighter and the Kid, like just try and go with generic, really popular podcasts that already have people doing photoshops for them, whether I think they're any good or not. Most of them are not. Even it's weird in the Photoshop world, right? There's a handful of guys or girls. Women, men, boys, girls, whatever, them, zim, zers, I don't know. A lot of people doing photoshops, only a handful that are doing them regularly. And I want to maintain in that kind of upper echelon of photoshoppers. It means a lot to be in that group to begin with. And I want to maintain it, want to keep my skills sharp. And so I would like to do those five a week. Now, whether I do them, the Slash Filmcast, I would like to stay regular on that just because it's a movie. Punch Up the Jam should be easy to stay regular on that just because it's, you know, just because the topics are very, the genres are very easy, like doing a movie poster, parody poster, or a album art parody, super easy. But yeah, so I'd like to do all those anyway. And what I was going to say with the whole, it's amazing how, like, there's people that do photoshops for, you know, major stand-up, like big stand-up comedians. I don't want to name comedians' names, and I don't want to name the photoshop person, but there's some really horrible Photoshop work that's done, and apparently person's making money off of it. You know, I mean, it seems like they're releasing a lot of Photoshops for a lot of different comedians, and they are mostly horrible. You can tell somebody's not very good at Photoshop when they like, it just, like, faces don't even, like, they're turned, they're just like, proportions are off. It's just like there's no, it's almost like they did it blind. They just closed their eyes and just, like, resized the face and adjusted it without even looking at it. And then they threw, like, a few filters over the top to kind of blur everything out, kind of get an HDR effect, which is, It's just like, it's so rare that HDR, whether it's in Photoshop or photography, it's so rare that it ever looks good. It's just so fucked out. It's just like such a fucked out trend. I'm so tired of it. Same thing with artists that were doing like the multiple eye thing in all of their fucking paintings. We're just like, we can't just have two eyes. We gotta make it look like it's blurry when you look at it. We gotta have it hurt your brain when you look at it. And we're gonna have like hundreds of artists all around the world are gonna start doing this stupid fucking trend of multiple eyes. It's like, oh, we got four eyes instead of two. Oh, there's six. Oh, they're blurry. Oh, it looks weird. Oh, it's so great. It's amazing. Creativity to see that same imagery the 100th time, 1,000th time. Fuck you. Over the years, hate it. Those trends are bullshit. The HDR thing is like so much to cover up just bad photography. Just bad photography. And then the other trends are like, oh, I just don't have a fucking creative imagination. So I'm just going to do this thing that everybody else is fucking doing. Anyway, those are my thoughts on those things. People that are horrible at Photoshop, clearly getting paid to do Photoshop, and artists are probably selling more artwork than I've ever sold in my entire life in this past month or whatever, are doing these bullshit trendy things. And I don't know. If people start doing just black ink paintings of faces, if people start biting on my shit. Now, I've seen some, there are definitely some other artists that do mildly similar things that I do, but nobody's doing what I'm doing that I've seen. Because I see other artists get tagged on my posts on Instagram, and then I go check out their thing, and I guarantee it's people, it's friends, or it's fucking, you know, nut hangers that are like, go check out this dude's stuff. He's trying to bite on your style. And then I go look at it. I go look at their stuff. And yeah, okay, it's like we're both using black. Maybe we're both using ink. Maybe we're painting. But this person's doing clearly more of a realism blended with minimalism. This person's doing like just crazy ink figures. They're not even faces. So it's like they're different. Or it's like this one's doing basic faces, but they're all their faces. It's very clear to tell the difference of who's doing what. Like, we have different styles as far as what we're doing. And a lot of them that I've gone to see, they have like 10 images on their fucking Instagram. And I've been doing this shit for like years. So, although I don't know, whenever I started posting them daily on Instagram, it was maybe a little over a year ago, year and a half ago. So, but I don't want to just do those. I want to do Photoshops too. I want to show people what good Photoshops are. Anyway, so that's it. So that's kind of the schedule. And, I'll be doing the Photoshops as those episodes drop throughout the week, hopefully. That's the goal. So 3 episodes of the Ray Taylor Show per week. And then I'd like to do 3 to 5 episodes of Ray Taylor Show, 3 to 5 Photoshops. Every single day a new face drops. And I think that's good. And if you want to see making of videos of the Photoshops and the artwork that I do, you go over to Patreon. If you want to buy my artwork and you want to save a bunch of money, sign up for Patreon. Okay? If you want to get the artwork before it's even released to the public, before it gets released on a daily basis on Instagram, right now, if you go to patreon.com/inspireddisorder and you throw down $1 per month, $1 per month, babies in Africa don't ask for that little of money. $1 per month for the first 100 people, early adopters. You can get in a $1 a month. You get to see all of the artwork that I do. You get to buy it before anybody buys it. There's like 21, 22, 23 new faces that are up on Patreon.com that you can see now before anybody. 24 days from now, there'll be the last one from that group will get posted, and then I'll have to do more. I'll probably do it before that time, but, you know, these are benefits for signing up Patreon. And let's say you don't give a fuck about my art. Let's just say, it looks like shit. It's messy. I don't like it. I don't get it. Whatever. Photoshop's, it's stupid. Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Like, maybe you hate all the work that I do. Right? But, you know, yeah, you seem like a good guy. I'd like to help you out. Fucking for $1 a month, you can help me out. $1 a month. Shit's cheap. Shit is cheap. There is zero bills in your life that you spend less than $1 per month on. So go over patreon.com/inspireddisorder. Donate one fucking dollar a month. Or go to inspireddisorder.com and buy my artwork. Pay full price for my artwork and buy it. I'll ship it to you. It's going to look amazing when it shows up. You'll be fucking blown away. You'll be so happy you bought it. But if you want to save some money, you want to buy a bunch of my artwork, you want to save some money, go to Patreon. $1. And then it only goes up to $3 a month after the early adopters. First 100. But it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. That's the reason it's like, I'm not going to do this podcast and promote these things if there's zero traction on everything. Like, nobody signs up for Patreon. Nobody's been signing up for Patreon. I've been doing all kinds of promotion to try and get nobody wants to spend a dollar over on Patreon. So that's fine. Focusing all of my stuff on Instagram. I'm kind of, you know, as far as podcasting goes, I'm done for now. I'm done for now. You know, it's just a lot of people who left me down. There's a handful of people that are good people that I met. Very few. I probably count them on one hand. But all the hundreds and thousands that left, and to the handful of people that were complete assholes to each other, you can all go fuck yourself. Thank you. Thank you for doing nothing to contribute. And thank you for helping be the cancer that ate away the existence of these projects that I did. I should have fucking cut all of you the instant there was the minute bullshit coming from any of these people, should have cut them. But it wouldn't have mattered. They metastasized. They fucking got in. They got in and they infected shit, and it's done. So whatever. Podcast, I love it, but I'm done for now. I mean, if people want to fucking invite me onto their podcast, sure. Sure. It's been years. But yeah, no, it's cool. It'd be really nice if people reached out. Strangers, new fans have definitely reached out wanting to help, you know, share my stuff, asking, you know, being part of the whole process. So I appreciate them. But a lot of the old people, and I would love to fucking just call out names. I would love so much to just call out every fucking name of every fucking person that was just a piece of fucking shit. And they're guaranteed there are a shitload of them that don't even realize that they're assholes, that they go through their life thinking that they're good people and that they do good things. But the reality is they're fucking trolls. They're fucking useless humans. They're a cancer. They're a cancer. They're vampires. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get rid of all the bullshit. Cut out all the bullshit. Focus on the things that I enjoy doing. And that's it. That's it. I'm not putting up with anybody's bullshit anymore. And there was tons of it. So that's it for this episode of the Inspired Disorder podcast. Whether there's more in the future, I'm sure there will be. It's going to be the same feed. Maybe I'll release one of these like every month or something like that, just to keep it mildly fresh. Just keep it mildly up to date. But at this point, I don't have any plans on doing another episode of this. I wanted to record this episode just so I'm not leaving you guys hanging. For anybody that still does watch or still does listen, to the new listeners, thank you for subscribing, but I'm sorry. You're going to have to go follow me on Instagram at Ray Taylor if you want to get to know me more. You want to hear more of this in shorter format, go over there at Ray Taylor. Follow me there. And if you're somebody that wants to know some of these names, hit me up in private. Maybe I'll tell you. Depends. Maybe it would be hilarious if one of the people, one of the fucking vampires, contacts. It wouldn't surprise me that I'm going to get contact. Well, if they even listen, they probably stopped. They probably unsubscribed the moment I added them to the IDC. But I would not be surprised if one of these or multiple trolls contact me. Would not. Would not. But fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them. Yeah. But shout out to Mish the Dish. She's one of the best people in the world. Postal Poet, one of the best people in the world. Those two people were the originals for the Inspired Disorder Collective. And the only two people I feel like I could trust fully, even though Postal Poet ended up leaving or stopped podcasting, I guess he didn't leave. Garza Robert, he was part of it. Robert Garza, but he left early. He wasn't part of it. He just did his own thing. But he's always been a good dude. And there's a few more. I don't want to go through and pick out all the good ones because then you'll know who the bad ones were. So anyway, I'm done. Appreciate you. Have a great week. At Ray Taylor on Twitter if you want to not. I mean, I post shit on there sometimes, but I don't follow. I do not get notifications for fucking anything. And the only social network that I'm going to have any attention on is Instagram. So feel free to hit me up on Instagram at Ray Taylor. That's it. InspiredDisorder.com for everything that I do. I've just redid the main page of that, to kind of display everything and all that. There's still work to do. There's always work to do, people. Have a great week. That's it. I don't know. It's like, I feel like I'm missing something. But then at the same time, I don't feel like I'm missing anything, and I'm just rambling on. So, yeah. That's it. Inspired Disorder Podcast. I'm sure it'll be back. I got to get it over 400 episodes somehow. But, yeah, Ray Taylor Show. Check it out. Peace out!
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Inspired Disorder Podcast. Embedded signals within this podcast have reprogrammed your natural thinking patterns. Side effects may include lack of inhibitions, erectile dysfunction, anal leakage, transcendental communication with beings from four of the seven primary dimensions. In the event of a tear in space-time, please keep your hands down and feet together. Any loss of life or limbs due to interdimensional travel is not the responsibility of this podcast.